Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Over the last few years, I've done so much video, and I know that if I don't do it, my competitors would love to swoop in there and just take over. And so I'm competitive and I care deeply about my students. So I think I'm just going to bite the bullet. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make these videos. Well, over the last few years, because I make so many videos, definitely it's become easier. I would not say I enjoy it. I'd be a liar if I said I enjoy making videos.
Mitt namn är Linda Hörnfeldt och du lyssnar på avsnitt 127 av We Are Influencers. Varmt välkommen till en ny säsong av We Are Influencers, och det här första avsnittet, alltså det går inte av för hackor. Om du har följt med ett tag så vet du förmodligen att Amy Porterfield är en av mina mentorer, en idol. Jag har följt henne sen förmodligen 2015 då jag upptäckte hennes podcast Online Marketing Made Easy. Och när jag gjorde min onlinekurs Social Brand Lab 2018 så följde jag Amys... Jag hade köpt hennes kurs Courses That Convert, som var en kurs som föregick hennes nuvarande onlineutbildning som heter Digital Course Academy. Och jag följde den till punkt och pricka när jag byggde min egen kurs och lanserade. Och nu för tiden, du får en kort version här, det kommer en längre på YouTube. Nu för tiden är ju Social Brand Lab min primära inkomst. Jag är ju en online business kvinna, en online business företagare. Och jag har ju Amy att tacka extremt mycket för det. De senaste 3 åren har jag också varit affiliate till Amy, vilket innebär att när hon då öppnade dörrarna till den här kursen DCA som jag har gått, Digital Course Academy, så marknadsför jag den åt henne, och så får jag ju då en kickback på de kurserna som jag säljer åt henne. Och i det så erbjuder jag även gruppcoaching för de som går kursen via mig. Jag har dock aldrig träffat Amy. Hon är ju enorm. Hon är ju en extremt känd amerikansk entreprenör i de här kretsarna. Och jag har liksom, ja men du vet, jag är den här lilla företagaren borta i lilla Sverige. Och ja men, har väl inte varit på radarn jättemycket för henne. Men i och med att jag har varit med varje år som affiliate sen hon lanserade, så har jag ändå liksom, ja men, varit i periferin. I år så fick jag faktiskt till en egen intervju med Amy, som du alldeles snart ska få lyssna på. Jag ville bara liksom ge lite backstory, för att innan vi drar igång den här intervjun så har jag ett lite sentimentalt ögonblick där jag då tackar Amy för att hon har förändrat mitt liv, mer eller mindre. Vilket ju faktiskt är helt sant. Hade det inte varit för Courses That Convert och Amy, så hade jag inte varit där jag är idag. Åtminstone inte på den vägen som jag har hamnat här nu. Så att den här, jag vill bara säga liksom att den här intervjun är för mig en jävligt big deal. Jag tror aldrig jag har varit så nervös. Ja, när jag intervjuade Sandra Beijer första gången, då var jag också jävligt nervös. Det var en stor grej för mig. Men sen dess har jag nog inte varit så här nervös som jag var inför den här intervjun. För att Amy är liksom en väldigt stor förebild för mig. Så att med det sagt så kommer du under den här intervjun att få ta del av några av Amys mest beprövade tips. Och jag menar, hon har byggt ett multimiljonföretag med sin kunskap. Och hon har alltid gått först. Hon har liksom alltid varit den som har testat och sen har hon lärt ut. Så att det är liksom legit. Och jag har ju insett också att vi har ju väldigt mycket lika grundvärderingar. Vi lär ut mycket samma saker fast på olika sätt. Och det var ju också väldigt intressant att upptäcka under den här intervjun. Så att med det så tror jag helt enkelt att jag lämnar över. Här kommer min intervju med Amy Porterfield. Vill du också ha tusentals följare, jobba på dina egna villkor och samarbeta med stora varumärken? Jag hör dig. Att vara sin egen chef och att skapa som jobb, det är fantastiskt. Men det är också hårt jobb. Så innan du ger dig in i en tuff bransch med höga krav, ladda ner min gratis nybörjarguide med de 6 första stegen till att bli en framgångsrik influencer. Du hittar den på lalinda.se/influencerguide. lalinda.se/influencerguide.
This is a big deal for me because this is the woman that changed my life. No joke. The queen of online courses, my mentor, even though she doesn't know it, Amy Porterfield. Welcome to the podcast.
I am so happy to be here. You make me want to cry. I love your story and I love that I get to spend this time with you and hear how your business has grown. So thanks for having me.
So if anyone, probably not, because I've talked about you a lot, but if anyone doesn't know your backstory, please do tell.
So I always say I'm an ex-corporate girl turned entrepreneur, but pretty accidentally. I never really thought that I'd have my own business or do what I'm doing today. I always thought I'd climb that corporate ladder. So I worked for Harley Davidson in the marketing department for a long time, and then peak performance coach Tony Robbins, where I was the director of content development. I got to travel the world with Tony and work on the different events, the content in the events that he does, like Unleash the Power Within and Date with Destiny. Anyone who knows Tony knows those events. And it was incredible. But around 6 years in, I got that little knowing that there was something else I should be doing. And really it came down to, I no longer wanted a boss. No matter how wonderful he was, I didn't want to be told what to do, when to do it, how to do it. I didn't want to build someone else's empire. I didn't want to be on someone else's time. And so that's when I started to look for what could I possibly do? And so I took the leap and went out on my own. I wanted to create digital courses. I had learned some of that at the Robbins organization. And I thought, I'll teach online marketing and digital courses. But I realized I have no idea how to create a digital course on my own. So instead, I started to do service-based work. So I did social media for small businesses for about 2 years, and I hated it. I had built a business I absolutely hated. I wasn't good at the one-on-one, and I knew I wanted to teach and scale a business. So that's when I decided, okay, we're going to figure this out. And eventually I moved toward digital courses. It was a little bit of a rocky road for a while, but I finally got there.
And when was this? If we're talking in the scope of years.
Yeah. So I started my business in 2010. By 2011, I had launched my first digital course. It was a big flop. And by end of 2011, I started to get things together and things started to kind of piece together. So a good 2 years till I saw a successful digital course. And then after that, things started to really click and I became a business that created digital courses. My bulk of my revenue was coming from them about 2 years in. And I now today I teach people how to grow an email list and how to create digital courses to grow their business. But back then I started with Facebook marketing. So I taught Facebook marketing and Facebook advertising and all of that. So my business has really transitioned over the last 13 years. And I always tell my students, and someone listening might need to hear this right now, that the way your business looks today will look dramatically different in just a few years from now. So allow yourself to experiment. Don't worry that the decisions you're making now are going to be set in stone. They are not. And you can play around with some ideas and try some things, because you'll never get to where you should be or want to be if you don't do that. So no, I didn't know that at the time. I thought every decision I was making was set in stone, black and white, and it created so much pressure for me. That pressure was not necessary though.
Yeah, well, I say that to my clients and my students, that the whole thing with online business and social media is that you get to change your mind. Nothing is, I mean, we talked a little bit about writing a book. A book is set in stone. When that goes off to the printer, it is, I haven't read my book since I got it, because I am still afraid that there are typos in there.
I get it.
So I'm just like, okay, that ship has sailed. It is done. But when it comes to a digital business, you get to change your mind, and you've done that many times with your courses as well. You've remade them and revamped them and like built from there. So it's not like it has to be top notch the first time.
So true. It does not need to be. And it never is. If we're going for perfection in the early days, we are so far from that. It's not even funny. It's always messy in the beginning. And I think we just need to let it be.
But I feel like you were very early in this whole industry. And I know a thing or two about being early with something, because I tried to teach influencers, trying to make them professional and also have them pay for services in like 2014, and they would not have it. That was the time when everything was free. So I feel like, how has the business around you evolved during the time? Because you've evolved, but I mean, the world also has evolved in your direction.
Yes. You know, one of the beautiful things about the last 13 or so years of being in this industry is that when I came on the scene, there were very few women doing what I'm doing, whether it be running an online business, creating digital courses, teaching business building and marketing, very few women. And the women that were doing it, I latched on. I found, like, I love that you called me your mentor, and I am so touched by that. But I know the value of a mentor. I had a few in the beginning as well. And they had businesses like the one I wanted to create. And I was like, tell me all the things. I don't know any of this. And so very few women. And now today, I feel like the women are leading this industry in many ways. I absolutely love it, especially if we're talking about influencers. Oh my goodness. Like, we as women have taken over, and I absolutely love that. And then another thing that has changed over the years is just this video, really. Video changed everything. So when I started, we didn't jump on video nearly as much. Like, yesterday, I think I created 4 or 5 videos that I'm going to use this week in all my marketing. 13 years ago, I'd create 0. Like, it was never a thing. And I kind of miss those days, because you know me, I don't love video. And so it always makes me just a little bit nervous, and I have to be on at a different level. And so those were the days when I didn't have to worry about it. But also, it was harder to connect with your audience. Like, I know people at a deeper level, and they know me at a deeper level now because of all the video. So video and women being in the industry, I think, were the two biggest changes I've seen.
And how has that challenge been for you? Have you been like, okay, I'm just going to rip off the Band-Aid, I'm just going to do it? Or have you actually started enjoying it? Or is it still like just like pulling teeth?
Great question. So to back up a little bit, one of the reasons I don't like videos, I've always struggled with my weight. So my weight has been up, been down, somewhere in the middle throughout my whole life, like since I've been really young, and I've been very insecure about it.
I hear you.
So
I hear you.
The thing,
been
right?
there, done that.
for the women that can relate, it's like, it's very personal to us. And so, showing myself on video is just, it's never been my favorite because I worry about what people are going to think. So that has been a central theme throughout my growth, is to stop worrying about what everybody thinks of me. And my sweet husband, Hobie, reminds me they're likely not even thinking about you. Like, don't think that you're that important that everyone's thinking about you or your weight. They're not. But in my mind, it gets a little bit muddled up there thinking that it's a big issue. So over the last few years, I've done so much video, and I know that if I don't do it, my competitors would love to swoop in there and just take over. And so I'm competitive and I care deeply about my students. So I think, I'm just going to bite the bullet. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make these videos. Well, over the last few years, because I make so many videos, definitely it's become easier. I would not say I enjoy it. I'd be a liar if I said I enjoy making video. I recently got on TikTok and I do a video a day for TikTok. I can't say I enjoy making those videos, but here's the truth. What I love is what those videos can do for my audience. If they inspire, if they impact in some way, that's what I'm living for. That's what I do this for. So it's the result that is worth it. That's enjoyable. So I just do some things that make me uncomfortable. And I always say, the more uncomfortable I get, the more I am growing. So I've come very far from the days of, oh my gosh, Facebook Live is brand new. I hope it fails because I don't want to be doing a bunch of Facebook Live. I've come very far from that day.
Magic is what happens outside your comfort zone.
Yes, right? yes, exactly.
But also I have to say, because I have a similar story, but also I feel like the more video I've done, the more I have normalized my own, how I look.
Yes.
Accepting, it's been a big part of accepting the way I look also.
Absolutely. I do love that. And I want to be an example to other women. Like, you've known me for a long time. You've seen my weight be higher, maybe lower, but at the same time, I want to show up at all times, no matter what I look like or think I look like, because my message is more important than my ego. And so that's why I just keep putting myself out there. And you're right. I accept myself more and more. The more I see myself on video and I find the good in it, I can accept and love myself more. So I'm always on this journey to accept and love myself more.
Yeah. I love that you said that your message is more important than your ego, because I say that all the time too, that your social media is not about you. Nobody cares what you think that you look like. You're there to serve your audience, and that has nothing to do with your ego. So just leave it by the door and show up. So that's what I say all the time, because people are like, oh, I don't know what people are going to think. Well, I'm like, that doesn't matter. I don't care. They don't care. I'm a little bit harsh,
but
it's like, so I love that. Everything sounds so much better in English. Your message is more important than your ego. That's like, I could do that on a bumper sticker. So let's talk influencers, creators, because a lot of your students are people who maybe have, they have a skill. They have something that they know how to do, maybe that they do it one-on-one now. But a lot of the people that listen to this podcast are influencers, and maybe more like a lifestyle influencer, that they're more known for who they are than what they do. So what would you, how would you say that those people can make money with online courses?
Ooh, I love this question. So when I think about influencers and how influencers do different collabs with different brands, and they share the things that they're recommend or enjoying or use, and they put these messages out there pretty consistently about different things that they want their audience to be exposed to, there's always usually, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, but there's always usually a central theme. Like if someone's a health influencer, there's usually an area of their life that they're really passionate about, or a style blogger, obviously that area they're really passionate about. So when you think about creating a course, I want to back up really quick and talk about the fact that you only need a 10% edge. You've heard me say this a million times.
I love this. I use this all the time.
Okay, good. Because you only need a 10% edge, which means you need to have gotten results for yourself or for somebody else, and you're willing to teach how you got those results. You don't need 10 years of certification, tons of education, nothing like that. You are teaching people who you're 10% ahead of them, and you're going to show them the way. So one of my students, she was really good at putting together outfits. I'd say she was an influencer, and she puts together outfits for all of her girlfriends and like make sure that they've got the right things in their closet to put together the outfits in an effortless way. Well, she was so good at that and also an influencer. So she would recommend different products, different brands. And she created her first digital course on how to curate these different outfits based on what's in your closet. And it was a huge hit because it was right in line with her expertise, her knowledge and know-how. And so anyone listening who's an influencer, I want you to think about your expertise, your area that you could talk about all day long. You could talk about it in your sleep. There is a digital course in that. I always say everyone has a digital course in them. So just because you're recommending other people's brands or other people's products doesn't mean that you don't have that your own expertise in you for a course.
I usually ask them what is happening in your DMs. What are people asking you?
It's a great one.
I see in Sweden, a lot of people have started making courses post-pandemic or since the pandemic hit. And a lot of them are charging a very, very low charge. I mean, we're talking $50.
Okay.
Maybe $40, $50. And I'm like, well, you can't really... If you're going to have a course that costs $50, you're going to have to sell a lot.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a living off of that. And I mean, in Sweden, we have 10 million people living here. And a few people in Finland and a few people in Norway understand Swedish as well. But we have a way smaller market than the English speaking world. So that's not going to work, basically. So if a person wanting to make a course that might not be as big as our courses, say, how would you, what kind of course could you make and still charge a substantial lot more than $50?
Okay, so let's talk about that. So typically when I talk about pricing of a course, I first start and talk about the different types of courses. So you've got a starter course, a spotlight course, and a signature course. So the starter course is like that 101 basic jumping off point. You're just getting people started. So if I'm thinking about that fashion blogger, maybe it's how to make over your closet in a weekend. One of my students created that course and did really well. So how to make over your closet in a weekend. And it's a starter course. So the results are a really beautiful closet at the end, but it's not life, you know, altering huge transformation. So usually with something like that, it would be around $100 to $200. And that's usually where a starter course will fall. And then a spotlight course is taking one area of your expertise and going deep. So I always tell the story of my student, Rob Green. He is a photographer. He knows 20 different amazing things that he could teach in a course, but he decided to only focus on flash photography. So he went deep with one area that he knew well. And so with a spotlight course, you could sell it anywhere between $200 and $500 because it's so specialized, you can go deep. Now, side note, Rob had 100 people on his email list and made $12,000. That is incredibly impressive. You don't need a huge email list to be able to make money with your digital course. Just keep that in mind. And then the third course is a signature course. And this is like the Mac Daddy of all courses. You're promising huge transformations. It takes you longer to create it and longer for your student to go through it, but you're going to get them really big results at the end. So would you consider your course a signature course?
Yes, very much so. And that was my first course. And so I was like,
You went all in.
Too big. Yeah, I went all in.
But you did well. So it worked. It worked.
Yeah.
Usually a signature course is anywhere from $500 to all the way up to $3,000. So it's more expensive. So when you think about pricing your course, think about the type of course you want to create. Now, if there's a lot of courses at around $40 or $50 in Sweden, I would really love your students or your audience to consider being a little bit more premium than that. Because you're right, you've got to get a lot more people in the door. I always love to run the course math and say, okay, if I can sell 100 units at $100, am I going to be satisfied with that as my first launch? And if not, let's look at re-engineering these numbers just a bit. So if someone can pay $50, they can pay $100. Usually that is not a big leap that they have to overcome. And one of the things that I love, especially, I know it's different all across the world, but with the US going into a recession, one of the things I've been talking to my students about is you've got to do payment plans. You can even do a payment plan for $100, do a two-pay and break it up. Because right now in many different countries, people need a little reprieve. So giving them an opportunity to do a payment plan to make it a little easier for them, it's going to allow you to actually sell more. You're leaving money on the table without a payment plan. So that's one of the ways you get past maybe a little bit more of a premium pricing. But definitely, we got to increase those prices.
We do. And also one thing, and there's so many things I want to take from that answer. But one of the things that I want you to talk about and that I have noticed is that I know a lot of people who create a course, they put it out there, because if you build, they will come, right? Yeah. No, they don't. They need a little encouragement to come your way. Because the creation of the course is, I would say, not even half of the success that comes with having an online course business, because the other half or half plus is the marketing, the launch.
Yeah.
And when I first did, I did courses that convert because before DCA, Digital Tour Course Academy, God, I'm talking fast. You had two courses, and that one was courses that convert, and then it was webinars that convert, and then you put those together to make DCA. And I only bought courses that convert at that time, and then I bought DCA. But so my first launch was and this is I did the cut and paste of the podcasts. I did and that was because you have money or you have time. Those are the two assets you have to spend. So I had time and I had no money. So I did the cut and paste thing myself. But it was so much easier when I got DCA. I could like follow the recipe. So how, because now you're just filling in my blanks. How big a deal is the launch?
Okay, let's talk about that. I love that you said like, build it and they will come, right? And when you said that, I was like, oh, wait a second, that's not right. But you were joking, of course. But that is, I'm so glad you brought that up because it's true. We can't just create this digital course or really any kind of product in our business and think, oh, people are going to find it. And what is also true and sad is that social media is not enough. So I always say you can't build your business on rented ground because we rent Instagram, we rent Facebook from Zuckerberg, and he can change that algorithm at any time and boom, things are changing. We've already seen the algorithm change on Instagram just very recently with, what's the big slogan that was going around? Like make Instagram
again.
Yes,
I don't know.
Exactly. But that's what I thought it was.
And then they took it back. But still it's like, I wanted to ask you about this because I always say this also, that you need a blog or you need a newsletter. And newsletters aren't a big thing in Sweden because newsletters in Sweden are newsletters. And they are only sent out by H&M having a sale, you know. Yeah. So it's more like an offer email more than an actual content email. I've been talking about this, for the past 3 or 4 years, like trying to get people onto the mailing list, but it's hard work, and mm-hmm. you have to get people to it, yes. as opposed to social media.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I got
so excited. No, this is great. I love this conversation. So let's talk about that. Let's unpack that a little bit. So social media is not enough. I always tell the story that last year when Instagram and Facebook both went out on the same day and we like thought the world was shutting down. We're like, is anyone out there? That day, I happened to send an email about a program I've had for many, many years, but I just reminded my audience, I've got this course. If you're struggling in this area, check this out, and made $7,000 that morning when Facebook and Instagram were down. That's the power of email, where I know if I'm in a pinch and I need to make money fast, I will make it a whole lot faster with an email list than I ever will on social media. I think the two work really well together, but if I had to choose one, I'd choose email all day long. So let's talk about that. So one of the things that when you're launching a digital course, you want to be able to rely on your email list as well as social media. And so growing that email list is so important. Now in Sweden, if newsletters are more like H&M is having a sale, 50% discount, grab the coupon, is that typically what they're seeing? You're going to have to make your newsletter something of interest that they feel like, I cannot skip this. This is that good. And I don't know what that will look like for different people that are doing this, but I will say that you can play around with it. Whether you're telling stories, using images, possibly asking questions and having people email you back, try a lot of different things to see what will work, because I can promise you, if you can have both when you go into a launch, it makes a world of difference. And you are right. List building takes time. It's a slow process. It's not a sexy strategy, which is why a lot of people will abandon it, but it makes a world of difference. So it's so rewarding if you stick with it. So once you start to grow that email list, as well as growing your social and engaging with your social, that's not enough for a digital course launch. I'm going to say it's not enough for any kind of launch, really. We always need a sales vehicle. Now, what I teach in Digital Course Academy is webinars. And some influencers have never done a webinar, or they think, webinar's not for me. I'm not teaching how to do business or make money. I don't think webinars are for me. You would be amazed at how many of my students from all walks of life, from the wellness industry, pet care industry, therapy industry, are doing webinars where they teach something of really great value. And when they're teaching, it shows off their personality and their teaching style in this webinar. And then moving people into, okay, if you love this, the next step is to get into my course so you know how to get the results you want. So that's the importance of a webinar. So when you're launching, you want to learn how to do a webinar. Or if you don't love that idea, I also think challenges are really cool ways to move people into buying a digital course, where you can have, let's say, a 5-day challenge, which always is really attractive to influencers. It makes sense for what they're doing, but you move them through a 5-day challenge and then you sell the next step, which would be your digital course. So there's ways that you can play around with this, but a sales vehicle, a webinar or a challenge, to me, are really important vehicles to move people into your course.
I feel like I just have to pause, because I feel like I'm so used to hearing you talk and watching you live. And now I just like, oh, right, I'm supposed to talk.
You're used to just hearing me talk all the time, and you don't have to like pitch and catch. Yeah,
that's no, so no, no, no.
And then I'm like,
oh, right, I'm supposed to ask a question.
I love that moment. That was perfect.
And you have the same background and everything. So it's right? like, I'm not watching a live with you. I'm actually supposed to talk.
Okay, that is hysterical. That is so funny. But I was thinking when I was saying that, I was thinking, did you do webinars? Is that how you sold your course? Okay, so you did. And do you
I
remember
did from
your
day
first
one.
Webinar?
I love it. I love it. But I had been on stages speaking the entire year prior. So I was pretty used to it. And I do love a good live. And I had done YouTube for a couple of years, and you know, so I didn't have a problem with it. And I followed to a T, like how you're supposed to do it, like you teach. So I didn't, I just felt like I felt very confident with that. But I do know a lot of people that who wouldn't be comfortable like being live or teaching or like that entire thing. And also not being comfortable selling. Because I think this is a big thing. This is also a big difference from Swedish and American people, because you have that, the American dream, just go-getter, like the whole, that whole cultural thing. And we have something that we call jantelagen,
which is that?
that is a typical Swedish term that means you're not supposed to be too much. You're not supposed to be like center stage and not be center of attention and not just like be humble and accept what you're given and not go after something.
That makes
pretty
sense.
Much.
I remember being in Australia when I used to tour with Tony, and they had something called, I think, tall poppy syndrome, which is like, let's not be extra. Let's not think we're that important. Let's take it down a little bit. And it sounds like that's very similar.
Yeah, that's pretty much the exact same thing. So I know a lot of people who are being very challenged with the selling portion, not just of a webinar, but all of all sending all these emails or just like telling people, look, I have this thing. Do you want to buy it? And not having them like go through the weeds and trying to find it.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about this. So selling can be, even for this American girl, can be a little bit jarring, especially when I was starting out. I was almost embarrassed to tell people I had something for them to buy. And then in my head, I'm thinking they're going to think I'm a little sleazy or a little pushy or a little aggressive if I tell them you should buy from me and all of that. So all of those things definitely were on my radar when I was first starting out, and they kind of slowed me down. And one, I had a mentor many, many years ago who shared with me that until you really believe in what you're selling, it will always be difficult to put it out there. And what she taught me is that I had to believe that what I am selling is the next logical step to bring them more happiness or more calm or more money or whatever it is that I'm selling. I had to believe that this is exactly what they need to get to where they want to get to. And so it took me a little while, a few iterations of my digital course, to feel really confident in it. And once I started to put myself out there and see that people were getting results, that confidence was a whole lot easier. So what I'm saying is it does take some time. You're going to feel uncomfortable. You're not going to feel totally at ease selling. You have to work through that uncomfortable feeling until you get to a point that you realize, wait a second. What I'm selling is getting people results. They're really happy with this. So you kind of sit in that confidence a little bit more. You feel more grounded in it, but it takes time. But it's the goal of believing that what you are selling is absolutely what they need. And also, she put a little spin on it when she explained it to me, and she said, you're doing a disservice if you have something great that they need and you're not even talking about it. You're not making it known. And so I always think, well, that could be a disservice. I believe Digital Course Academy changes people's businesses and changes their lives. So who am I to not tell people about this one thing that could actually make a huge difference in their life?
And so, I would have been really pissed if you hadn't told
thank
me.
Thank you. So like when I see and meet people like you, I'm like, thank God I had the courage to tell people I've created something that I think you should spend money on and buy because I think it could change your business. Like, thank God I got to that point. Now, when you talk about email marketing, that comes up a lot with my students, where I teach my students in Digital Course Academy exactly how many emails to send and when to send them. And it feels like a lot. And another mentor and good friend of mine told me many, many years ago, if you don't feel uncomfortable with the amount of emails you're sending in a promo, you are not sending enough. And I thought, whoa, that is such a great lesson, because I do feel a little uncomfortable. I'm like, ooh, I'm sending an email every single day for 10 days. And on the final day when I'm going to close enrollment, I'm going to send 3 emails. Like, what am I doing? But I know, and I teach this stuff, that if you send one email on the final day, you'll make a certain amount of money. You send two emails, you'll make more money. You send three emails, you will actually get in front of those people that are on the fence, haven't jumped off yet, and help them make a decision. Are they in or are they out? So feeling uncomfortable, welcome to entrepreneurship. If you don't feel uncomfortable every single day, you're likely not doing it right. Do you feel uncomfortable a lot? I feel uncomfortable a lot.
Not as much these days. I used to. And I tell also my influencer clients that when they're sending out a quote to a potential client, they should be embarrassed about the number that they're putting in that quote. Because if they're not embarrassed, they are probably undercharging. And that's the thing about being female and also about being Swedish. So you gotta push the envelope a lot. So I love that you said that because I have my own version of that. I know that you have a hard stop. And I just want to conclude with trends. Like, what do you see going forward in the online learning space? Where are we going with this? How are we going to consume courses in the future? Is it too late to get on board?
Ooh, such a good question. So when COVID hit, my business has done well for many, many years. I'm very fortunate. But when COVID hit in 2020, my business really exploded. And I really sat and thought and talked to my students around why did they buy and why were they getting into digital courses? And a lot of people at that time were looking for either an alternative to a 9-to-5 job. They were afraid they're going to lose their job, or now they were sent home to work and they had a little extra time to be more creative, have a side hustle, make a little extra money. And so we saw this in 2020. And then in 2021, people were a little bit like, what's happening to the world? Are we going back to normal? Are we staying this way? So we didn't see a huge boom there. But interestingly enough, we are seeing that boom come back. And this is what I wanted to bring up in terms of trends, because a lot of people reevaluated their life in 2020 and 2021. And they started to think like, what do I want out of my life? How do I want to spend my days? How do I want to show up for myself? And how do I want to make money? And a lot of that changed. People didn't want to go back to the office. People didn't want to be doing the things they were doing. They realized how precious life is. And so they started to really get in tune with what they wanted. And all those that are listening right now, I want you to get in tune with, what do you really want? What do you want to teach? What do you want to put out there? What is your message? Because a digital course is absolutely a vehicle to not only allow you to get your message out there and teach in a beautiful way, but to reach more people, whether you reach them in Sweden or you go beyond, to reach more people. Because when you do one-on-one work, there's only so many people you can serve. And when you are only promoting other people's brands, there will get to a point that you think, I want something of my own. I want to put my expertise and my messaging out there. So the trend that I'm seeing is more and more people are open to learning through digital courses. They learned in 2020 and 2021 that it's a cheaper way to learn. They don't have to travel. They don't have to expend too much energy in order to get the information they want. So the world has opened up to you in terms of, they are ready for digital courses. They are ready for your digital course. Now it's time for you to reassess, how do you want to spend your time? What do you want your business to look like? And how much money do you want to make? A digital course can be a component of that in your business. And the trend is that it's only rising. Digital courses are only getting more profitable. It's a huge industry and it is never, ever too late. No matter when you get into this game, there's a place for you. You're not too old. You don't need to look a certain way, sound a certain way. You would be amazed if you saw all of my success stories. Everyone comes from different walks of life, different experiences. They look different. They sound different, but they have a message that they were confident enough to get out into the world. And that is what I want for your listeners. I want them to say, I am worth it. I've got something to say, and I want to make some more money in my business. I'm going to explore this. That's what I'm hoping a lot of people will walk away from this message.
So what is next for Amy?
Ah, Well, you know, at the time of this recording, we are going into opening the doors to Digital Course Academy. And one of the things I'm most excited about is we have a boot camp that's coming up. And this boot camp is my way of helping people understand if a digital course is right for their business and their lifestyle. So I'm gearing up for this boot camp. It's so much fun. I do a lot of live training. It's the cheapest thing that I offer in my business. So it's really affordable to almost everybody. And so we've been gearing up and I'm really excited about it.
So if you want any more information on Amy and how to attend this awesome bootcamp, you can go to lalinda.se/Amy to find more information. Thank you so much, Amy, for spending this time with me, for letting us to get to know each other a little bit more, and good luck with the launch.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I loved getting to know you even more. And it's just been really fun to talk all things digital courses. So thanks again.
Tyckte du om det här avsnittet? Då får du hemskt gärna dela det på Instagram och tagga mig @lalinda och #weareinfluencers. Vill du ha hjälp med att utveckla din egen influencer business? Gå till lalinda.se/influencer för mer information om hur jag kan hjälpa dig utveckla dina sociala kanaler. Tack för att du har lyssnat på det här avsnittet. Vi hörs nästa gång. Ha det bra. Hej då.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.